Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is an anxiety disorder characterized by ongoing emotional instability following a stressful event. This event is usually life-threatening to the individual and may or may not involve witnessing the apparent death or significant harm of others. The trauma suffered during this experience is said to overwhelm the usual psychological defenses employed by the individual, leaving the person with an unmanageable memory that causes ongoing emotional outbursts and depression when reminded of this experience. In physiological terms, PTSD has been linked with higher than average levels of norepinephrine in addition to lower than normal levels of cortisol and a shrinkage of the hippocampus by as much as 10%. To tell us more about the factors concerning PTSD, we will be talking to Dr. Roxanne Cohen-Silver. Dr. Silver is a professor in the Department of Psychology and Social Behavior at the University of California, Irvine. In her research, she has explored the long-term effects of traumatic life experiences, including a 3-year national longitudinal study of the responses to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks against the United States. She was a 2007 recipient of the American Psychological Association's Award for Distinguished Service to Psychological Science and was appointed to the Secure Borders and Open Doors Advisory Committee of the U.S. Departments of State and Homeland Security in 2006. Dr. Silver, how long after a traumatic event does it take for post-traumatic stress disorder to set in?
Almost immediately after an event, many people experience symptoms that may subsequently be called post-traumatic stress disorder. People who have symptoms shortly after an event are at increased risk of developing post-traumatic stress disorder. The diagnosis, however, of post-traumatic stress disorder does not occur until about 1 month after an event. So one would not be classified as having PTSD unless the symptoms continued and were disruptive at least a month after the event in question.
So what types of events commonly cause PTSD?
PTSD is considered a disorder that occurs after a traumatic experience of any sort, such as a rape, a car accident, viewing something that is unusual. Recently, it's become clear that many events that are traumatic in nature can trigger PTSD. For example, watching the planes hit the World Trade Center if someone was on the ground, or having been in the World Trade Center at the time that the 9/11 attacks occurred has been linked to PTSD. In my research, it's clear that watching the events on television can initiate symptoms that mimic PTSD, even if it isn't diagnosable as post-traumatic stress disorder. But many events that occur outside the normal everyday experience that are shocking, that are threatening to one's life, that trigger some kind of fear that life is going to be cut short, has been linked to PTSD.
I've heard that after a person has experienced something traumatic, symptoms of PTSD can be more severe at certain times than others. What triggers symptoms of the disorder later on?
Visual reminders of the original event in question, smells, sounds, anything that triggers a reminder of the event can reinitiate the symptoms associated with PTSD.
How long does a person typically experience symptoms related to PTSD?
PTSD is a disorder that can continue for decades. There are individuals who developed PTSD after the Vietnam War that are still haunted by memories, thoughts, mental pictures of the war. They seek to try to avoid them. The triggers create great anxiety, and it can be disruptive for their life for decades. There really isn't an end point. PTSD can continue without treatment for a very long time.
So PTSD is treatable?
Post-traumatic stress disorder is treatable, and cognitive behavior therapy appears at this point to be the most successful form of treatment, but there's a great deal of research going on right now to see if there are other forms of treatment that are successful and to fine-tune the treatments that have been developed thus far.
Thanks, Dr. Silver. Remember, PTSD can affect anyone who witnesses a traumatic event, including sexual assault, accidents, combat, death, or any other event that is uncommon, shocking, or threatens one's life. Symptoms often affect a person's functioning and well-being and will likely continue without treatment. If you think you or someone you know is suffering from PTSD, recognize that there are effective ways to treat PTSD and seek professional help. To learn more about the Texas Tech Psychology Podcast, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Corey Kraft, Landon Ludlow, and Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, RB Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.